Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
So some news to get to before we get to the wake-up call, and perhaps you want to chime in on this. Josina Anderson has just tweeted out that I was just told these two quarterback names came up in a recent preliminary trade inquiries or internal discussions per a league source, and one of those quarterbacks happens to be Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything, you know, earth-shattering in terms of what she's hearing. I think that there's probably been multiple teams that have called Atlanta. I think the question now becomes, now that we're past free agency, that you really that first round of free agency, what is the asking price for Kirk? And I don't know that just simply saying, hey, you know, where is the money offset, I think is what the biggest question comes. How much of the contract are you willing to eat, or what, you know, how many picks are you willing to send? I thought Day-Day brought up an interesting question a minute ago when we were talking about this, is if Cleveland was to tell you they'd send you two draft picks and you eat the you know, the money due to Kirk Cousins, I'm not sure the Falcons would argue with that, because you're so low on draft picks, and you know, you've said a number of times you've already eaten that money. So I'd be curious to see what exactly those conversations sounded like. But again, I think there's going to be teams that get thirstier and thirstier for a quarterback as we move towards the draft. And the amount of teams that actually need one are starting to dry up just a little bit. I think you're looking at Cleveland, obviously, as the target A1. Tennessee, maybe. But other than that, I don't know that there's a big market.
I just don't believe that Cleveland is the – I don't think Cleveland's ever doing that. You know, Cleveland's a team that is up against the cap. They have all this money they owe Deshaun Watson. They have all this money they're paying Myles Garrett. They've got to build a squad around. They've got to, if they want, you know, if they're going to prove what they had told Myles Garrett, which they're going to try to win, then they've got to find a way to fill a void with a quarterback and still build the roster. I don't think trading draft picks away is going to do that, because you've got to build the team cheaply. You're also, and I need to check their money, but I know that it's nice to say that you're going to eat this year, but you know what about that $10 million will become the Browns next year, which adds on to Kirk Cousins. Like, I just don't think Cleveland is viable. Like, I don't think that. I think their whole plan was, let's sit on our hands and wait for the Falcons and call their bluff, and they'll fold. And that's the thing that I give them credit for. Atlanta, the one thing, you know, you'll say is, as far as this situation has gotten and as bad as it sounds, I don't think it's as bad as we actually think it is. And you got to give them credit for saying, we're not going to fold and hand him over to some team for nothing while we take a huge hit.
Yeah, I think the other part of this conversation, too, and I think it was, what's the guy's name that does Good Morning Football? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Which one? Kyle Brandt?
Kyle Brandt.
Or Peter Schrager?
I think it's Kyle Brandt that was talking about that yesterday, and he was basically saying, if you're Kirk Cousins and you have a no-trade clause and, you know, you've kind of set up shop in the city of Atlanta and you have family here and everything else that goes on with that, how thirsty are you to head to the Cleveland Browns and move your family up there or spend time away from your family and go into a situation where you're not sure how soon you can win? Like, how badly do you want to be a starting quarterback in week one of the NFL season. I think that's the other part of this equation that I've thought for a long time will weigh heavily on Kirk Cousins waiving that no trade
clause. Well, I think if you called him for a meeting with owner Arthur Blank and you got that meeting and you said that you want to be a starting quarterback, then
yeah.
I think then, yeah, I think he's serious about it.
And but I think what that was in hope of is that you just release him. And, again, he's got a no-trade clause. I think you meet with Arthur Blank in hopes that he's just like, yeah, let's just let him go.
Yeah, that was a Hail Mary. I agree. That was a Hail Mary by their camp.
I think that gives you freedom to sign anywhere, right?
Yeah. So you would uproot your family from Atlanta to go be a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but I just think it's different when you talk about Cleveland that can actually trade, you know, has some of the pieces that Atlanta would want. Again, you have five draft picks. Two of those are seventh-rounders. You need draft picks if you're Terry Fontenot. Cleveland can make that happen. Like I said, the only hiccup to me is the no trade clause. You don't have the freedom to just go wherever. You have to go somewhere that Terry can make a deal to get you out of here at this point if you're Kirk Cousins.
So you're saying, but I was just going on the fact that you're saying how serious is he about wanting to uproot his family? Are you saying how serious is he about wanting to uproot his family for Cleveland?
Correct. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I mean, how thirsty are you to get out of here? I'm sure it sounds really cool when you're like, oh, he could sign with – you know, the Steelers and like all these other teams. You like narrow it down to just Cleveland. I don't know, man. I'd have a hard time making that decision if I was Kirk.
Well, it is time for the wake-up call again. You could call us at 404-726-0929. You can give us your thoughts in light of this news that Jacina Anderson just put out that, yeah, Kirk Cousins is among quarterbacks that teams are calling about, and Falcons, I guess, reportedly are fielding some inquiries about him. Does it end up happening? We don't know. We'll have to see, but you can give us your thoughts on that or what else you'd like to see the Falcons do in terms of moves going into this season.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point with what he's saying and is about the no-trade clause. Like, I think Kirk wants to pick because he thinks it's going to help him and he can go there and make no money and pay for the $1 million and get a good team around him, too. I think that aspect, I don't think that's lost on Kirk Cousins. Because I don't think he's going to try to, like, take it away, like, go somewhere and then sign a huge deal. He's going to try to do the Russell Wilson and make a run at a title. Because that's the last thing he's missing is a title.
We got a couple callers on the line. Let's go to William in Austell. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Fantastic. Listen, I listen to 19-9 game every day, man. I actually call you guys my side chick because I leave my wife jump in the car and get on the line with you guys. But listen to this, man. I want you, this is my true wake-up call. I'll let you guys, I'm a Philadelphia fan. I actually went to the Super Bowl. We made it on NFL Live. If you go look at NFL Live, you see the guy and the lady in the top hat and the lady in the Jason Kelce hat. That's me and my wife. So this is my wake-up call for you guys, man. Listen, and it has nothing to do with the Falcons. I'll let you guys handle all that. But this car thing with you guys, man, I swear to goodness, man, you guys are weaponizing these cars, man. You're weaponizing your emotions. If I wake up and find out you guys are in an accident or something happened to you guys, I'm going to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
so
appreciate
just think
the concern,
about
William.
Being in those cars, man, what you're doing. Let that emotion slide out, man, and just get to the job and give me what I need in the morning.
William hitting us with a little woosah.
Well,
road rage is not worth it.
Road rage ain't really a thing for me in the morning. It's normally it's after 10 o'clock.
I will say, dude, people ask me all the time what time I wake up for this job. It is worth it to me not to have to battle traffic on the way to work. I will say that. Like, the people that are 9-to-5ers, I'm like, that's cool. How late did you sleep? But you spend an hour in the car.
Dude,
and shout out to the people that are dealing with that right now because that's a tough life.
Unless you work from home.
I have worked every shift in radio other than, like, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. kind of thing. I've worked every shift. I've worked mornings. I've worked middays. I've worked afternoons. I've worked nights. This is the best shift for driving. This is the very best shift for driving. If you
not to brag to the people out there,
but like without a doubt, because my commute in is normally what people like most. You know, our regular listeners, our 9-to-5ers, their commute in and their commute home is rough.
That's
what we're here for. Hopefully, we can get you through it, or make you probably some people I'll probably make even angrier.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Covington. Good morning, Anthony.
Good Good morning. We are back, baby. Squid Nation in the house.
That's right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Opie in the back. Give me that wham, wham, wham. Good morning, everyone.
I love it.
Elder Squid, how we doing?
Good, sir. You?
Fantastic. All-American, how we doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning, man. Doing great.
And our resident Olympian, how we doing, Miss Tiff?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, so it's been a minute, but I've been listening from afar. Myself and Opie, we've been sitting back, we've been listening. I'll wake up calls to these Falcons fans, a couple of them, first and foremost. Number one, Ray McLeod slander will not be tolerated anymore. What else does this man have to do?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you see these bright, shiny wide receivers that come out like, oh, we need a number three. Why?
So true.
Give this man his flowers. Give him the respect. Let the man cook. Leave him alone. We got a true blue number three. Move on with your life. Number two, in this draft, what has told anybody anything that we are 100% dead set that we are going to go on an edge rusher? Terry Fontenot has shown that he is going to take best player available. Now, I do fully agree that he will take best player available defense. But my thing is, at 15, and just kind of what I'm seeing, mock drafts and how it's been playing out, doing it myself on that little computer app, just hitting reset, reset, reset. I'm telling you, the best playmaker that I'm seeing around that time is going to be Malachi Starks. And here's my thing. He is a playmaker. Look how much our defense changed when Jesse Bates came in.
That's a good point.
Now give me another Jesse Bates right next to him. Someone else who is a ball hawk, who's going to make tackles, make game-changing plays. I'm telling you, do not be surprised if Malachi Starks is that pick at 15. I love you guys. Y'all have a fantastic morning. We couldn't do this without y'all. I hate this one-hour drive, but y'all make it better.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal call, man.
Thank you so much.
I don't think he's that out of pocket with what he's saying either. And that's the vibe. When we spoke to Terry Fontenot, it was 3 weeks ago when he was at the combine. That's the exact vibe we kind of got. You asked him best player available question, and it was like, dude, there's depth at edge, and it depends on how you value guys. And I don't know.
That's why I keep saying go get a playmaker on defense. I don't care where he plays if he's a playmaker. And if you're drafting at 15, Mike, that
you
best
saw the contingent at pro day.
That best player available has to be a playmaker, right? Yeah. I mean, we didn't like it when Keanu Neal was drafted here in 16, but guess what he was? He came in here, and his first three or four seasons before he got started injuries, he was a playmaker.
Agreed.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.